Greetings. Welcome to the U.S. Phone Force, the talk show that leads the way. My name is Tom Kovach. Perhaps you've read my columns at Renew America or WorldNet Daily. My signature column series is called Short Bursts. If you served in the military, as I did, then perhaps you've worn a little gizmo called the Kovach Clip, which I invented, or maybe you're one of the 49,000 people that voted for me in the last election for Congress in the Nashville area. Regardless of how you found the program, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. Prepare for takeoff.
And we are back with more of the U.S. Phone Force. This is the second hour on Sunday, 3 February 2008. Our topics today are presidential politics and illegal immigration. We have a guest with us, retired federal immigration agent Mike Cutler, who is a recognized expert. He has testified as an expert witness in legislative proceedings and in courtroom trials on immigration law. And we have discussed a number of topics, but now it's time for me to back away from the discussion a little bit. And we have had patiently waiting before the break, caller John from Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm actually in Kentucky right now, but
beautiful part of the country.
Ah, you
well,
crossed a border, but you did so
I
legally.
I defected for a few minutes. I've got a couple questions, Mike. First of all, thanks for coming on the program.
My pleasure.
What I'd like to kind of give you is a quote from Thomas Jefferson. So evidently, from this quote, it's going to be pretty obvious that even Thomas Jefferson was concerned about immigration.
Right.
And it's about a paragraph. He says they will bring with them the principles of the governments they leave, imbibed in their early youth. These principles, with their language, they will transmit to their children. In proportion to their numbers, they will share with us the legislation. They will infuse it into their spirit, warp and bias its direction, and render it a heterogeneous, incoherent, directed mass. So... Excuse me. Even Jefferson was concerned about, improper immigration policies. Mm-hmm. And we see it happening again. Now, you said earlier in the program that I guess the director of the Immigration Service or whatever it is that you're involved with would refuse to call them illegal aliens.
Correct.
Was there any indication at that time that they had a desire to form this North American Union?
No, they didn't. So what they did do is it was pretty clear that they saw political power in this mass of illegal aliens. And I can tell you how I could say that. By the way, the commissioner, Leonel Castillo, was happy to brag to me that either his parents or grandparents had themselves been illegal aliens. And that's fine. That had nothing to do with him. But what we then witnessed, every 10 years there is a census taken of the American population. And that's mandated by law because that determines the apportionment of seats in the House of Representatives. Under Jimmy Carter, immigration agents were ordered to not arrest any illegal aliens without getting authorization from way up the chain of command. Now, normally, your partner and yourself would go out. You'd have a complaint about an illegal alien. You'd go out, you'd make the arrest, you'd bring the guy in, and you would do what you had to do. Suddenly, we were being told that this had to be decided at the highest level because the concern was that they would hide and not be counted, they being the illegal aliens, which meant that they were going to have seats apportioned in Congress, not just based on American citizens and even resident aliens, but even based on illegal aliens. It was a covert form of gerrymandering, really.
Okay, I've got a follow-up, Tom, if you'll allow it after the break.
Yes, thank you, John, for being so perceptive. Yes, we're coming up on a short break, and we will be back after this.
Thank you. Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We are back with more of the U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host. You are listening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you're listening via conventional radio or satellite radio and you have friends that have not heard the program, please call your friends and tell them that they can listen live via internet streaming at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And you can also download the archives for this program or any program at that same address. That address, again, is www.republicbroadcasting.org. To call into the program today, it's toll-free, area code 800-313-9443. Again, my name is Tom Kovach. I'm your host on the U.S. Phone Force. Please visit my website at www.tomkovach.us. Kovach is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, just like it sounds, and it's not .com, it's .us. Now, before the break, we had a call in from John, and John is holding over on the break because he has another guest or another question for our guest, Mike Cutler, retired federal immigration agent. So, John, what is your second question?
Okay, Mike. Sure. You know, we've heard we've heard about this North American Union. I don't know how long you have been retired, but we know that it's coming. We know that it's in the works. Do you remain in contact with any former agents or any agents that are still actively involved
yes.
in it?
Yes, I have, but we really don't generally get into that discussion. And I'm not sure that they really even know what's going on either. You know, lots of people wind up getting treated like a mushroom, whether they're in or out of government.
I know right? about
well, what do you happen to think about Campion and Ramos?
I think those guys are American heroes. I think they got a bum rap. At the very worst, they used poor judgment and maybe should have gotten a slap on the wrist or a suspension. Worst case, fired. But to put them away for 11 and 12 years, respectively, I met with their families when I was in Washington. I met with Congressman Dana Rohrabacher and some other folks. I mean, this is such a disgrace. These guys had a split second to make a decision. What's interesting is that Johnny Sutton, the U.S. attorney, and you really have to wonder if he isn't related to Willie Sutton with the decision that he made, went before the U.S. Senate and was questioned about this case. And the amazing thing was how he twisted the words so that he answered a different question from the one that he was asked, because I think he knew that if he answered the question that they asked him as they asked it, that if he had given that response, they might have been able to go after him for perjury. They asked him about why it was that this guy, the smuggler, should not have been armed under his expectation. And he said, well, most mules are not armed. Well, a mule is not a smuggler. A mule, for those who aren't familiar with the parlance, is a smuggled alien who was coerced into carrying drugs or other contraband, like a pack animal or a mule, across our borders. Very
That's
often,
why they use that name.
Right. Very often the women are raped, the men are beaten, and they're coerced, forced, sometimes at gunpoint. And the relationship between a smuggler and the smuggled alien is kind of almost a relationship in a very distant way, between a cop and his prisoner. You don't give the prisoner your firearm or a firearm. Your idea is to control the person. The smuggler sees that person as being part of his cargo. Why would you give a gun to somebody who might want to shoot you because you're violating them so terribly? I was in Arizona and saw the rape trees and so forth. So we're not really talking about a mule. We were talking about a smuggler. And it was funny how Sutton immediately, and you can go online and see the testimony, immediately turned it around and said, well, mules are very rarely armed.
Right.
I mean, you know, it just jumped off the page. When you interrogate someone, and I've been involved with the arrest of thousands of people in my 30-year career, criminals will very often answer a different question from the one you're asking them so that they're not lying. You'll say to the guy, what did you do Monday night? And they start telling you what they did Monday morning. They'll start to talk to you about Sunday. They'll talk to you about next Saturday. They won't tell you about Monday night because Monday night was when they committed the crime. So they go off on some tangent. And that was exactly the tactic used by Sutton when he was talking about this smuggler who had that incident with those two Border Patrol agents who had a split second to react. We've had agents killed on the border. One Border Patrol agent was just killed a couple of weeks ago, and you have to wonder if perhaps the guy was reluctant to pull his weapon after what happened to Ramos and Compia. You know, it's the old thing of figures don't lie, but liars can figure. The president keeps saying, well, trafficking is down on the border because arrests are down. I'm not certain it's because the trafficking is down, but I think he's intimidated the Border Patrol agents to the point that they're actually afraid to do their jobs. So now they can talk about a decline in arrest statistics. You know, this is a remarkable situation. This is an administration that since day one had as the agenda of blurring the distinction between the borders of the United States, Mexico, and the United States and Canada. And, you know, it's not just the border, by the way. I testified at a congressional hearing. 40% of the illegal aliens in this country didn't run our borders but came through ports of entry. In point of fact, any state that has an international airport or a seaport should be thought of as being a border state. And the other thing to realize, it's not just what goes on with the entry of aliens into the country. It's what we do with them afterwards. And to this, we need to talk about John McCain and Ted Kennedy. Because what he did, McCain and Kennedy, came up with this bill that they called the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Package, which would have required USCIS, Citizenship and Immigration Services, and we were just talking about how Eduardo Aguirre, formerly of the Bank of America, who became the director of that outfit, wound up, they would have wound up having to process 100,000 applications per day of aliens who can't prove their identities. That's what makes them undocumented. We don't know their name. We don't know their nationality. We don't know when they got here. So when you hear this nonsense, well, as long as they've been here for 5 years, well, if you don't know who they are, how do you know when they got here? They will walk into an immigration office. We saw this in 1986 with that first amnesty, with documents that are cranked out by some guy standing on a street corner with a computer and a printer. That will be a rent receipt or whatever, and in God knows what name. You know, I often tell people that the difference between a good guy and a bad guy is that a good guy gets up in the morning and rummages through his stuff to figure out what he wants to wear. Bad guy rummages through his stuff to figure out who he wants to be. So we would wind up giving bad guys, including potentially terrorists, official identity documents in a brand new identity. And in fact, I wrote a commentary that the Washington Times published where I came to refer to that dangerous piece of legislation as being the Terrorist Assistance and Facilitation Act because of this. It was remarkable that Rudy Giuliani, who just dropped out of the race, and I'm very thankful that he did, said that he wanted to follow the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission and provide tamper-proof identity documents to millions of undocumented aliens. In point of fact, that's not what the 9/11 Commission said. They talked about the need for identity documents to be secure. Well, that makes sense. But why would you even think that the 9/11 Commission would want to provide lawful status to people who have violated our borders? That's not what they said. But this, again, is the sleight of hand, the verbal sleight of hand that is done by politicians to create an illusion that is far different from reality. There is no reason.
We see it in the debates also.
Absolutely.
They will not answer questions.
And look, these little one-minute snippets, that's not a debate. You get a guy that writes comedy, you stand up there, you come up with a cute little one-liner like an old Johnny Carson or Bob Hope routine. By the time the audience is done, your time is up and you've dodged the bullet. We need real answers. You wouldn't conduct an interview for somebody to run a store by doing it that way. Why are we trying to pick the next president of the United States with one-liners and sound bites? We need to know exactly where these folks stand. Why John McCain would want to provide millions of people with official status in our country when we have no idea as to their true identities, their true criminal histories, this nonsense of saying, well, we're going to do a background check. A background check is not a background investigation. Folks, I can't stress this enough. I have raised this point at congressional hearings. All that a background check means is that you take the name that the person claims represents his true name, whether or not it does. You run it through a database. If it comes up clean, then you presume the name is clean. If you run the fingerprints and they come back no record, he's given you a name that comes up no record, you figure he's good to go. Many of the terrorists we don't have biometrics on, but we know them by name. So you can have a terrorist claim to be Donald Duck. He's been smart enough to never get fingerprinted in our country. You run the fingerprints, they come back clean. Donald Duck comes back clean. So you've just turned Osama bin Laden into Donald Duck, and you've given him an official identity document that would enable him to go to motor vehicles, to the Social Security Administration, to the local library to get cards in that new name. And guess what? He's just morphed into a whole new person. I mean, this lunacy that, you know, we're witnessing from our government, we have to take our shoes off because Richard Reid was the shoe bomber. Meanwhile, Richard Reid was able to get on board that airplane without a visa as a British national, and there are people in Congress right now that want to expand the number of visa waiver countries from 27 to 39. This is a dangerous program that should have ended the day after 9/11. So this is such a remarkable situation where in the name of trade and commerce, money and greed, our country is making terrible decisions. I don't know if you know this, but there was a program called Transit Without Visa, where if an alien was coming to the United States allegedly to continue on another flight, let's say going from Europe to South America, they didn't need to get a visa. They would just be, you know, they'd come in with a ticket, and you would stamp the passport transit without visa. Well, I mean, think of how many people absconded that way. And in this game of hide-and-seek, very few people are seeking for these folks because we have such a shortage of agents and resources. Do you know it took until August of 2002 before the president suspended that wacky program? These things should have ended the morning after 9/11.
Now, Mike, you have given such a brilliant and intertwined answer that this is not a fluke. These have been government policies for quite some time.
Absolutely.
And when we come back from the break, I want to kind of tie this up because you've graciously extended halfway into this hour.
Sure.
But given all of that, and given the fact that we have these policies at the highest levels,
right,
don't we need to find politicians who will take an oath not to have those policies?
Well, we need politicians to live up to the oath they already took, because if they followed their oath, they never would be doing this in the first place.
Exactly. John, you asked some great questions, as always.
The infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
We are back with more U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host on the Republic Broadcast Network. And our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Now, we only have about 7 minutes left in this segment. Our guest has graciously extended into half of this hour, and it's Mike Cutler, retired federal immigration agent. And, Mike, in the remaining few minutes,
sure,
we get right down to the practical application. We've laid a lot of background here about
right,
immigration law, how it's been applied, how it's been misapplied,
right,
the disastrous case of agents Ramos and Compion. And now we get right down to it. When we go to choose the next president of the United States, why is this topic so important? And shouldn't we have a president who has pledged to enforce the borders of the United States and get rid of illegal aliens?
Well, look, this is not, you know, people accuse Tom Tancredo of mounting a one-issue campaign, which is not the case. Immigration impacts so many other aspects of America, everything from criminal justice and national security to the economy, the environment, education, and health care are all getting slammed by our nation's refusal, absolute refusal, to secure the borders and create a secure immigration system. It creates a national security nightmare for the United States. Consider the case of a woman by the name of Nada Prouty. Nada Prouty was a naturalized citizen, came to our country from Lebanon as a student, overstayed the visa, got involved in a marriage fraud. Long story short, it turned out that with that U.S. citizenship, she became an FBI agent.
I read about that in one of your commentaries.
And right, and she went on to work for the CIA, accessed databases she had no right to access, even though you have a top secret clearance, and I did as an agent. The operative concept is need to know. She had no need to see those databases. She spied on the FBI on behalf of Hezbollah by committing immigration benefit fraud. She never should have been in that position in the first place. We are running these folks through the mill like you wouldn't believe. Last year, Citizenship and Immigration Services claimed to have lost 111,000 immigration files and naturalized 30,000 aliens, provided them with the keys to the kingdom. Think of how many politicians, military folks, and others are naturalized citizens. We naturalized 30,000 people without their files. They processed 6 million applications at USCIS and only conducted 139 criminal investigations into immigration fraud, even though the GAO has at the time said that the fraud rate in some areas ran as high as 90%. So we need a politician who understands this, and to be perfectly honest with you, and I'm not doing this formally, but everything that I have read, it would appear that Mitt Romney is the only guy who really seems to care and get it. And when I heard yesterday that Kris Kobach is actually now advising him on immigration issues, and I've spoken with Mitt's people, by the way, I really believe that this is the only candidate who is honestly intending to do something about the immigration crisis. And it is a crisis. The difference between an illegal alien and an immigrant is the difference between a burglar and a house guest. I mean, this is no difficult thing to grasp. When the president says that he wants to legalize the immigrants, what he was really saying is he wanted to legalize the illegal aliens. Because if you want to legalize immigrants, you're offering to make water wet. Immigrants are legal. They have a green card. They're on the path to citizenship.
I have made that point time and again in public speeches when I ran for Congress, on talk radio, both as a host and a caller. An immigrant, by definition, comes into a country the proper and legal way.
You bet.
An alien is one who is here improperly.
Well, no. An illegal alien. The term alien, by the way, let's clear it up. Legally, the term alien is defined by the immigration law as any person who is not a citizen or national of the United States. If, as an alien, you violate our laws, then you become an illegal alien. And you know something, Tom? There's no country on this planet that would have a problem telling you or I that we are aliens and we go to their country, and they'd be right.
Exactly.
If you go to Canada, you're not a citizen, you're an alien. It's not an insult. It's like saying, you're my friend, but you're not my relative.
Exactly.
I mean, this is an incredible set of circumstances, but look at the people making out like bandits. The immigration lawyers, the immigrant rights groups, so-called. All these people exploit these people. When was the last time you saw any of those so-called immigrant rights groups protesting the horrific treatment of illegal aliens at the hands of unscrupulous employers?
Exactly.
I've gone into apartments where you see 20 adult men living in squalor in an apartment that had been intended for a family of four. None of these so-called rights groups seem to care. All they want are those warm bodies that give them power, money, leverage. It's all about themselves. And right now, Mexico's most valuable export are their own citizens, aided, abetted, and encouraged by our government and corporate entities. This has got to stop. It's we the people that the government is supposed to represent. We've gotten so bad, Tom, they ought to rename the House of Representatives the House of Corporate Interests.
Yeah. Wow, you have so many great catchphrases like that. I want to plant a seed before you go.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you very much for not only being a guest, but then extending your interview time. It was very gracious of you to do. And you're such a well-informed and well-spoken guest. It was a pleasure to have you on. But we have on the Republic Broadcasting Network an awful lot of listeners who are supporters of Dr. Ron Paul. And Ron Paul has made a career out of enforcing the Constitution and has pledged that he will secure the borders and will get rid of the illegal aliens. And I'm really surprised to hear you say that you think Mitt Romney is the only candidate.
Well, from everything I have read, in my judgment, he would be the person that if I had a vote tomorrow morning, that's where my hand would go to pull that lever.
I see. Well, here's the break music, so we're coming up, and this is a hard network ID, so we do have to take this break on time. But, Mike Cutler, thank you for being a guest.
Thank you, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host. I invite you to visit my website, www.tomkovach.us. That is not .com. It's .us. And my name is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H. Kovach, just like it sounds. Now, we had on retired federal immigration agent Mike Cutler with some very stimulating and well-informed interview material. He was a really great guest. And the hot topic in the country is presidential politics. Now, there are other things going on, but with Super Tuesday just 2 more days away, we really need to focus on who these candidates are and what they have to say, and is it consistent? Now, one of the other people that I wanted to discuss in this second hour is Governor Mike Huckabee. Now, I need to make some disclaimers as we go into this segment, and this is the longest segment of the hour, so feel free to call in, and that number is 800-313-9443. Again, the call-in number on the Republic Broadcasting Network, 800-313-9443. Now, the thing about Governor Mike Huckabee, I am unconvinced, and I need to make a couple of disclaimers here. One is that I am not a Republican. I am a member of the Constitution Party, and it's very important to keep in mind as you contemplate who your presidential candidate will be that the Constitution Party Presidential Nominating Convention is in April. The nominating conventions for the Republican and Democratic parties are in July. So there is a historic opportunity this year for the Constitution Party to have significant input into the presidential race. And if the right combination of candidates is nominated, then it is entirely possible that the tail will wag the dog and the third largest party in the United States, the Constitution Party, will then be able to dictate who the team is to watch in the presidential elections. What are your thoughts on that? Now, moving on to Mike Huckabee in particular. Mike Huckabee, Republican candidate, former governor of Arkansas, is doing consistently well in the polls. He places in the top three in the polls and in the primary elections so far. And he seems like a very bright fellow. He's personable. He's an excellent communicator. But there have been some questions about his immigration policy. Well, just yesterday, he sent out a press release, and I will read it to you. This is directly from his website, from Montgomery, Alabama. Quote, former Arkansas governor and presidential candidate Mike Huckabee today signed a campaign pledge authored by U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama, demonstrating his, quote, strong commitment to securing America's borders as president, unquote. And he says, he goes on to say, I appreciate Senator Sessions' strong leadership on the critical issue, unquote, of immigration reform, and I share his resolve to make it a national priority when I am elected president, unquote. Now, I keep throwing in quote and unquote because there are too many quote marks in this paragraph as written. So, Governor Huckabee or someone on your staff, if you're listening to the broadcast right now, you really need to have someone check the grammar on your website because according to the way it's written right now, you start and stop talking about three times in the middle of a sentence. Moving on, and quoting Huckabee, who has authored his own 9-point plan to secure America's borders. Huckabee's Secure America plan is the most comprehensive of any period in the middle of a sentence put forth by any presidential candidate, end sentence without a period. Ladies and gentlemen, if this guy wants to be president of the United States, I hope he hires an attorney general that can write. Campaigning in Alabama today, which was yesterday, the date of this release, Huckabee said he joins with the two-term Alabama senator in calling on the federal government, as well as other presidential candidates, to push for passage of important immigration measures, such as border security, workplace verification, and no amnesty. The questionnaire, called A Roadmap for Demonstrating Presidential Credibility on One of America's Most Important Issues, deals with five key areas, including securing the borders, ending the magnet at the workplace, enhancing state and local law enforcement, discouraging sanctuaries, and improving the legal immigration process. Answering a host of questions dealing with the illegal immigration problem, Huckabee said, if elected president, he would secure the border, including construction of the 700-mile southern border fence required by the Secure Fence Act, constructing more miles if needed, and keeping the National Guard on the border until it is secured. Sessions, a member of the Senate Armed Services, Energy, and Judiciary Committees, is a strong proponent of enhanced federal enforcement of the immigration laws of the United States. Huckabee says he also shares Sessions' commitment to confirming federal judges who follow the law of the land and do not legislate from the bench, and his focus is on reducing America's dependence on foreign oil. Huckabee is scheduled to campaign in Georgia on Sunday and in Tennessee and Arkansas on Monday, February the 4th. Now, that reminds me that on Monday, February 4th, tomorrow, there is a Ron Paul meetup group, and that Ron Paul meetup group will meet in Granny's Kitchen Restaurant in Parsons, Tennessee. So if you're listening on our Republic Broadcast Network affiliate in Parsons, you're invited to attend the Ron Paul meetup group at Granny's Kitchen Restaurant tomorrow, Monday the 4th. Now, I have this message in that the Alabama Republican Party has formally endorsed Ron Paul. Now, this is a message from a listener and has not been confirmed. I can tell you that according to the bylaws of the Republican Party, at least in the state of Tennessee where I reside, the party is not supposed to endorse a candidate in advance of the primary. So I'm not sure exactly how that works in Alabama, but I am a little surprised to see the possibility of a party formally endorsing a candidate in advance of the primary. But we will see how this all shakes out. Super Tuesday is coming up, and I want to ask you, what do you think and who do you plan to vote for if you're eligible to vote in the Super Tuesday primary? Who do you plan to vote for and why? Call-in number 800-313-9443. Now, I will tell you that we had a guest scheduled for this hour, and this guest was a person who is affiliated with the Mike Huckabee campaign. And that's all I'm going to say about the guest at this point, but he did have his publicist call in and say that he was not able to appear on the U.S. Phone Force today due to a sudden scheduling conflict. Now, we have on the line with us from Texas, Davey. And, Davey, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks. What's your question?
Well, I had a question for you and, of course, your previous guest. I was wondering, do you know who the Class A stockholders of the Federal Reserve System are?
You know, questions like that come up periodically, and I have to confess I do not know. I know who I've been told that they are, but I have not researched the actual source documents myself to say who they are. Do you have that information?
Well, I would recommend Eustace Mullins' book, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and subsequent to that, his book, The World Order, wherein he utilizes Ezra Pound's research notes that he collected in Europe prior to World War II on the genealogical history of the banking families of Europe. Now, what makes that important to know is that if, in fact, we had a so-called alleged civil war and a new form of government was structured after the war during Reconstruction, that benefited the bankers that contrived the war to happen, and then they manufactured a banking system called the Federal Reserve Banking System and implemented it through the alleged 16th Amendment legislation, which was never lawfully ratified, but produced nonetheless the Federal Reserve Banking System, to which the private corporation that declared bankruptcy in 1933 to these Class A stockholders of the Federal Reserve, those would be the characters that are really calling the shots over here in this, you know, land
of
the free.
I've heard that presentation many times, and I have to say a lot of it does make sense, but your original question to me was, do I know who the Class A stockholders are? and I have not done the research into those documents. I would tend to think that that information would be pretty tightly held, don't you?
Yes, sir. Well, actually, it has been tightly held because who owns the media in this country is the same people that print the currency. And I can tell you, they're not Arabs. But
right.
The issue arises, I don't know, did you ever hear about a guy named Grugin Silverbristle?
No. Fill me in.
He was out of Rochester, New York. He used to be he composed music. It was his talent that God gave him.
Right.
And he was excluded from exhibiting that talent because who controls the music department up there in Rochester, New York? And he wound up hiding out in the Appalachians for a while, you know, and trying to put everything together. And during that time, he was exposed to some pertinent information. He had a website called Beyond Conspiracy, Team Bush Destroys America. And on that website, he provided extensive documentation of who actually has implemented the immigration policy into America after the so-called Civil War. It's very eye-opening documentation to realize, you know, how we went from being a so-called constitutional republic to a multicultural melting pot, you know. And, you know, we just totally changed constellations there. And, you know, at some point in time, Americans that want to live in a safe, free, sane country have to deal with who's in their midst printing currency and talking to them with a forked tongue all the time.
Right. Well, there, you make some very good points, and there's been a lot of research. There's one book in particular called The Creature from Jekyll Island, which researches the founding of the Federal Reserve and traces it back to a meeting of a very small group of men from prominent banking families who met at Jekyll Island, Georgia, in order to found the Federal Reserve. And it brings up a lot of questions about our fractional reserve banking system, which is a house of cards, basically. And when people get scared, as they are currently, in a case where the Fed has lowered the interest rates, and normally the normal cycle of things is that when the interest rates are lowered, the stock market goes up. But in the past 2 to 3 weeks, the Fed has reduced the prime interest rate, and the stock market has continued to go down, and this has a lot of people very nervous about the money supply, about the future of the economy, about the future of business and jobs in America. We have the potential right now that someone is thumping on some of the cards in the House of Cards.
So I had another question for you.
Sure. Go ahead,
when
David.
You were in the military and you invented that device, what exactly was that?
It's called the Kovach clip. And did you serve in the military?
As a matter of fact, I did. My MOS was 96B, and I spent a little bit of time out there at Fort Huachuca.
Well, I was in the Air Force, and so pretty much the only one that I know is 92B infantry. And so, what was a 96B?
That's intelligence analyst. And
okay.
I was going to ask you if you'd ever seen or heard of what is a situation room.
Well, I know what a situation room is, yes.
We've seen them in movies, right?
Well, I've seen them in movies, and I've been in command posts before. So,
do they tolerate false information very long in situation rooms?
Not generally.
They don't plot them on maps, do they?
No. I mean, the information is vetted to the best of the ability at the time. You know, there have been cases where faulty intelligence has led to bad operations and that sort of thing. But what does that have to do with the Kovach clip?
Well, I was just going to establish the fact that as Americans, you know, we have certain ideas in our minds, right?
Okay.
You know, I mean, like truth and justice and liberty and, you know, let's spread brotherhood and equality and all of that. But if every step that we take is in the wrong direction, just obviously, clearly, we're headed, you know, down the wrong path, at what point in time do we call time out and say, let's reassess, you know, what our motivating factor is here, you know?
Well, right. What does all that have to do with the Kovach clip? I'm a little lost here.
Well, I just wanted to establish the fact that you'd actually been in the military, because I didn't know what a Kovach clip was, and I still don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, now, having been an intelligence analyst, did you ever serve in the field?
Well, honestly, my country's been invaded by terrorists. So, yes, sir, I have served in the field. I investigated what happened at Waco.
All right, I'm talking about in the conventional definition. Did you ever go out into the woods and carry a canteen and a rifle and et cetera, et cetera? And
I started doing that when I was about 6 years old, honest to God.
Okay. Well,
and, I mean, because this is my homeland, see, and it's been invaded by economic terrorists that own the media.
Right.
Okay.
But to answer your question, the reason I asked if you've ever gone in the field, do you know what Alice gear is? Alice is, before there was LBE and LBV, which is the load-bearing vest, which is the current version of military field gear, the foundational piece of equipment. Before that, there was a system called the Alice system. And the
right.
Alice system was essentially a pistol belt, and a harness, whether it was an H harness or a Y harness is immaterial, but you had a pistol belt and a harness, and you hang all your individual equipment on that. And in the Army, they call that TA-50 gear.
Right.
And so...
my grandfather's.
Right. Okay. Now, what the Kovach clip is a little device that goes in between the two buckles on the pistol belt and extends the pistol belt just about 3 inches, well... It actually, probably a total of about 4.5 inches. It's 3 inches of nylon, and then you have your...
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Five.
We are back. Final few minutes of the U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach. I'm your host. And I need to let you know that we have another sponsor, a new sponsor that I'm not familiar with. HempUSA.org. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call area code 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org. That number again, area code 908-691-2608. Now, before the break, I was finishing up an answer to a question from Davey from Texas, and I'll just summarize real quickly. If you want to learn more about the Kovach clip, you can go to my website at www.tomkovach.us. There you can also see my book, Slingshot, and I hope you'll buy it. And you can learn about my military career. There's a link there which has full details about my military career. I was blessed to have a lot of fun and do some interesting and gung-ho stuff. And during the process, I invented this little gizmo called the Kovach clip, which is an extender for pistol belts. And it has other uses. For example, if you're an electrician, you can use it to wrap up a long extension cord and not have to tie that knot, et cetera, et cetera. Same thing with plumbers. You can use it to keep bundles of pipe together when you put them up on your shoulder to carry them around in the job site. There are a number of such uses. If you're a firefighter, you can hang ropes and hoses to a loop with it, et cetera. So the Kovach clip has many uses besides extending the military pistol belt. And for that reason, it's still available on the website at Brigade Quartermasters. And I believe their address now has changed, and it's actiongear.com. So it's a free plug for them simply to answer Davey's question. You can still get the Kovach clip from Brigade Quartermasters in Kennesaw, Georgia. Now, we're drawing to the close of the U.S. Phone Force, and I'm a little disappointed that we did have a well-known guest lined up who backed out. And that guest was a supporter of Mike Huckabee, and so I was going to invite callers of people to question our guest about his support of Mike Huckabee. Governor Huckabee has a lot of good points. I'm not entirely sold on him, but I do need to tell you that as an official with the Constitution Party, I will not publicly endorse any one particular candidate prior to the nominating convention. And so there are 5 people, and I've told people this many times, both on the radio and in my columns, there are 5 men so far that I have seen on the national scene, any one of whom or any 2 of whom I would like to see in the White House in virtually any combination. And they are, in no particular order, Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo, Duncan Hunter, Alan Keyes, and Jerome Corsi. Now, there may be someone else show up on the national scene, and we'll take a look at that when the opportunity presents itself.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home.